Thursday night for Halacha and Chodesh Halvadus or Liyut Ches Sivan. So there's a basic din that you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos. You can't lean on an ilon. You can't certainly not. You can't climb on an ilon. You can't use it for support in any way. The din is, tonight I just want to say the din of, you can't take something off the ilon. If you left kalim on the ilon, if kalim, whatever it is, were left on an ilon or a high bush for that matter, doesn't have to be an ilon. If meniach sham chavit mebaod yom, also litlo misham b'shabbos. You can't take it off on Shabbos. This, even, so it's not that clear why that's called mishtamesh be'ilon. The Mishnah Berurah says v'atam da'osru litol b'shabbos meha'ilon mishun de'v'kal yochol al yedei zeh li'shoin olav. It's very easy to end up leaning on it or al echad mi'anofav or on a bench as you're extracting the thing, because it's not called you're using the ilon while it's there. I mean, it was put there, let's say, Erev Shabbos. But for some reason, it's not clear to me, I don't know, it's not so clear why taking it Elon is also called Mishtamesh B'Elon. But then the Mishnah says it's really a Gezerah, because it will be, it's too easy, or easily, you might easily come to lean on it. Yeah. Now, there's a problem. A lot of times you walk along and your talus gets caught in a bush, in a high bush, and whatever, or an ilon. I mean, whatever was typically considered an ilon. So you have a huge problem if taking, you know, extracting your talus from the, it's caught in something. If you pull something off the ilon, it's a major problem. You can't do that. You have to be very, very, very careful about that. But we're talking now, even if that won't happen, but what's the heter to, you know, pull it out and extract it? It's this problem of being mishtamish in an ilon, taking something off an ilon. So the Akranim talk about it. He brings there from the Shevet HaLevi that a heter, because it's neged ritzono, so they weren't, they didn't ask for taking it off because it's negative ritzono. You know, the isser is even if it's there unknowingly, but this is mamish negative ritzono. And I see there's a whole, Shlomo Zalman says a heter, like they look for heterim because I guess it's commonly happens. Maybe it's all based on the fact that, I don't know. So there's heterim, and the heterim seem to be pretty universal. Okay, but that's a heter if your talus gets stuck as you're walking along. But the issue to take something off an ilon, if it was left on it, your kids left something on a high bush, it's at over 3 tefachim, you can't take it off on Shabbos. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvadus, we're learning Perak Kniyah, we're in Perak Gimel. He's giving different examples of Kniyah in different life circumstances, and the first 6 were vis-a-vis people, and the last 4 are vis-a-vis Hashem. Bashvias kishetim tzenes ha'odam tzoros. Again, we're talking about kniya. We're talking about not feeling a sense of entitlement, not patting yourself on the back, not thinking that you're superior to other people, but recognizing that you owe, you know, you're at people's, either people's or Hashem's mercy, and you're dependent on them. So that humbles a person. Dependency humbles a person. That's why sometimes it's hard to be maketov, because when you're maketov, you express really a feeling of dependency, which is hard to do. It's ego shattering. That's why it's called kniya. So that's why, I mean, he gives 10 circumstances where you will naturally fall into kniya. You will naturally be nichna. Bashvias, number 7, Shetem Tzenes, Odom, Tzoros, Upagoyim, Ma'atzivim. Different events in life that happens that are depressing, that are not just difficulties, but things that apparently that really weigh you down. Tishav Erucho v'yikona levavo, Kakosuv in the Pasuk in the Tokacha, Oaz yikona levavo me'orel. You see, you're not in control of your life. Vashminis, number 8, Kishe Yachshov im Nafsho, this already gets more connected to Hashem, when you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh that you're not maketov to Hashem, amroso elokim betovoso, you are not obedient to Hashem, although He showers you with tovus, uboato bo b'mokom hashevach aleha, instead of giving Him praise, you rebel against Hashem, you don't do His will. And when you think about that, and you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, hopefully you'll be nichna, v'yevosh, v'yikolein, because you'll feel embarrassed, and you'll realize that the way you're acting makes no sense. V'yevosh, v'yikolein, min ha-alokim, k'mashenemar, alokai, apostle Kenezra, boshti v'nechlamti. But she is kasher yochichenu ha-borei, when you feel that... the other one is events happened. That was number 7. So the natural feeling of kniya. I guess it doesn't necessarily connect to Hashem. He's just talking about you feel nichna. Number 8 was in the case of an epic, and you realize you're sorely lacking. But she is this kasha yuchichenu habore. When you feel Hashem is talking to you, v'achli menu al hamroso also, and Hashem is trying to get your attention, as they say, then you kona v'yivcha, then you're more nichna, because you have this feeling that Hashem is directly sort of communicating with you. You kona v'yivcha, k'mashi omar al achav, haro'isa ki nichna achav melefonai. It's a pasuk, yo, with achav. V'asiris is to think about Misa. Sheyargish b'kirva samovis uvo yomo, which is theoretically, you should do every day, about the next day. And how that's everlasting. So you realize that there's not much you can do about the approach of Yom HaMisa. Right? You can't, whenever it is, it is. There's nothing you can do really to stave it off. The ikona v'yashuach, the tegel nafsho be'enav, and you feel that you're not in control, the yischorek al chalifas yomav, then you start having charata, you say, where did the days go? Yikes, when did I get so old? U'kolos chayav, mebeli tzedem ima'asim tovim, and you realize you're not enough if you go on a trip and you forgot to pack lunch. Here you're going on a very, very long trip and you don't have much in your, box there. The bleed say to me, Masim told him, you come in with one of the ace muscle. When he travels, he doesn't have enough in his suitcase. And you think about that, so you're nichna. So these are 10 circumstances. Again, the first 6 were life circumstances that will naturally make you a nichna, either to people or thunderzoy objectively. And the last 3, we're talking more focused on Hashem and this kashur with the way he presented to me on the previous perek, where the 2nd and 3rd, he said there were 3 types of kniya, and these were circumstances that led to the 2nd and the 3rd type. The first, he doesn't, that was an unhealthy kniya, so he doesn't want to talk about it, he doesn't want to give examples of it. Okay.